It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Are you having burritos for lunch?
I've got an eclectic reading list.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
But there's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
I met an onion grower today at the airport when I arrived, and he said, "You got to help me find with people that'll pull onions. Pluck them or whatever you do with them, you know?"
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Obviously, onions.
Help me find people that pull onions. Uh-huh. All right, turn that music down a little bit, Rob.
Yes.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, once again, It is time for Katie.
Oh.
And her thought of the day.
Yes.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very special thought of the day. I hate pessimistic people. You know, those people who suck the life right out of the room in a half-hearted attempt to be cooler than thou. There you sit, alone in the corner with your not-too-fancy hipster drink. It's the battle of who could care less, and you, Mr. Gloomy, win. Congratulations. I especially hate you.
So sweet.
So sweet. She was just in here a minute ago.
I didn't think she had it in her.
Nobody hate you like Katie.
That's Katie. Tomorrow on BYOB Friday, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star Carmen Hart will be in studio.
Well then.
Along with a guy that looks like us, an ugly guy, Brian Posehn in studio.
Very funny guy.
We could have a contest, I think.
Brian's going to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tomorrow and Saturday, and then we'll have Joe McLeod on the movies as well.
Who's Brian eating or performing there?
I am not quite sure.
Both.
He's a good friend of Patton Oswalt.
Yes, he is.
Another one of our favorite comedians. Comedians. Want to remind you, it's the party on the 8th, the debut of the Buzz Babes, next Friday night, 8:08. Join us at the Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly. We'll all be out there. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too. All right, you ready? You guys ready for the new game?
Let's go.
We're ready.
Who am I?
Who am I?
You're Mike O'Mara.
This is very, very simple. We're going to ask you a series of 10 questions. Actually, they're not 10 questions as much as they're 10 facts, and you have to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only requirement I have for this game, for people participating,
yes.
I don't care how lame the fact is, you have to hazard a guess.
Every time.
You never know, because if you don't hazard a guess, you might not get lucky.
You might be right.
We have 10 questions. The first question, facts.
That's right.
If you guess it after the first fact, it's worth $500, all the way down to $10. And if you don't get it at the $10 fact, you are... screwed, blue, and tattooed.
You should call them clues.
Clues?
There are 10 clues.
10 clues.
Are you ready to play the game, gentlemen? Let's
Born go. Ready.
All right, let's get right to it. Let us go to Brian in Fairfax, Virginia. Brian, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Brian, you know how on the Power of 10 we ask you to remove your shirt?
Boy, does he.
Brian, sure do.
Brian, with who am I? We're going to need your pants off for this. I'm terribly sorry, but, and it doesn't have to be without underwear, but please remove your pants and let us know when that's completed, then we can start the
game. Can he take his underwear off?
No, he cannot. No, I do not want
underwear. I actually take them off before your show every day. So.
All right, so you're,
do we.
You're ready to go. We don't have any pants on either.
Thank you.
All right, are you familiar with the rules?
I am.
Who am I? I'm going to give you facts about famous people.
Clues.
Clues, facts, whatever. What? Now, you want it to be... Everybody wants to name things. Facts.
All right.
Listen, I think when Rob goes, all right, he wants to say something.
Have fun with your facts.
They are facts. They're facts about celebrity.
They are
facts,
but
you
indeed.
Know what they do.
They're really not clues, though.
They are.
They're not.
They're clues to the answer.
A clue would be like something you would play in the game of Clue. This is more
that's
fact.
That's not what I'm thinking
it's
at all.
It's not a clue. I don't
it
think
is
it's
a clue.
It's not a clue.
Does the game have a solution?
The game is called...
Every round has a solution, right?
And then you're going to say every guess is a clue for you, and that's not true about
I
this game
I would never
either.
Say that.
They are facts.
I would say there are 10 big ways to win big.
There are certain vague facts and certain facts that get a little more specific, and that will help our contestants perhaps win as much as $500.
So the facts help, like clues.
Play the music again, please. Thank you.
It's troublesome, isn't it?
You're listening to Who Am I?
Clues.
And we've got Brian from Fairfax, our inaugural contestant.
With no pants.
Brian, you think you know a lot about celebrities?
I know a little bit.
All right. You have a chance right now with your very first clue.
That's all you need.
To win
$500.
All right, here we go, Brian. Listen carefully. Here's your first fact. I am a Leo, born in August.
Leo born in August? Let's go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's the way you play the game,
that's
but unfortunately, that is not correct. Mm. Here is your $90 fact. I have acted in 22 films.
Tom Hanks.
I am absolutely blown away.
You're
kidding. That we still do not have a correct answer yet.
Oh,
just teasing you a
little
bit.
What are you doing?
Just trying to have a little fun, folks. And now we're going to play for 80 American dollars. Right. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. When he talks about films, or she,
mm-hmm.
some loved and some quite hated in the films. All right. I have acted in 22 films, some loved and some quite hated. Don't look at me. She's in the back room. Okay?
I know, but there's
You're giving me a look like I'd some of the things I can't do it all.
Somehow she feels it.
All right. Here are the three facts you've got. I'm a Leo born in August. I've acted in 22 films. Your next clue, some loved and some quite hated for $80.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is not correct.
Still guessing.
Here's your next clue.
Okay.
This is for 70 American dollars.
That's right.
I am one of six children.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Take your time. I am one of six children.
Matthew Perry.
What was your guess again?
Matthew Perry.
Oh, my God. No,
still not
correct.
Not it.
And now for your, let me see, we're at one, two, three,
You're listening
four,
to
five.
Who Am I?
Our fifth clue. One, two, three, four, five. $60.
Mm-hmm.
Had to count. I'm not smart as far as math goes.
I'll help you with that.
It's I was a straight A student and a cheerleader for $60.
Straight A student and a cheerleader. So, is it a trick
for
question?
$60.
Is it a man or a female?
I can't tell you that. I was a straight A student and a cheerleader. But, you know, I mean, we're not lying here, so
no,
there's no tomfoolery or trickery.
No, our president.
There is difficulty.
Our president was a cheerleader.
And a damn good one,
Maybe
Rob.
The best since Taft.
Well, if you didn't say straight A, I would say Rob Spiewak.
What does that even mean?
I like that. That's incorrect. No, that's a guess. That's okay.
Guess.
That counts. All right, here we go for $50.
$50.
Now they're going to get a little easier for you. You ready?
Okay.
In 1977, I move alone to New York City. This is for $50. Now, right now, I would venture to say there might be people out in Radio Land that are going, wow. Well, write it down and I'll tell you if you're right, Buzz.
I will.
In 1977, I move alone to New York City. No, Buzz, that is not
Robin Williams.
No.
The fine guess.
And I would like to say, it might be important for you, Brian, to remember that I did say cheerleader before.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your $40 clue?
Sure.
When first in the Big Apple, I really struggled and lived in squalor. This is difficult. This shouldn't be a $40 question. This is tough.
Well,
when first in the Big Apple,
the
you add them all up. When I first was in the Big Apple, I really struggled and lived in squalor.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, you're giving up, Brian. That's not a good idea.
I'm not giving up.
You should hang in there, brother.
Good for you,
Brian.
Don't
know yet.
All right, here you go. You ready for your $30?
I am.
All right. Am I out of order here, or is it $40?
This whole court is out of order.
All right, here we go. In 1993, I starred in two films.
In what year?
In 1993, I starred in two films. This is your $30. I would like to say the questions were put together by someone who doesn't like to give away money.
I didn't put them together.
No, that's true.
That would be Beth Ann McBride.
Oh.
She's tighter than you are.
Maybe.
You just don't like the listeners.
How do you mean
she
that?
Doesn't like to give away money. I just don't like the listeners.
That's the way
that
it works.
I see now.
You know I'm right about that. In 1993, I starred in two films. What's your guess there, Brian?
Leslie Nielsen.
No. All right,
I'm just giving a
Leslie
name.
Leslie Nielsen living in squalor.
here is your $20 question. And I really hope you get it on the $20 question, okay?
Me too. What's your estimate?
I'd say he's 50-50.
Okay.
Here you go, Brian. You ready?
Sure.
Brian, please try not to sound so defeated.
Don't lose the will to live.
You're going to cement...
I'm trying to find my pants.
You're going to cement my image as creating horribly difficult game shows. But they're damn fine to listen to.
I love it.
In 2008, I surpassed Elvis Presley as the artist with the most top 10 hits in the history of Billboard's Hot 100. I'll give it to you again. In 2008, I surpassed Elvis Presley as the artist with the most top 10 hits in the history of Billboard's Hot 100. Buzz, you going to write another? Do you think you know?
Try again.
Brian, we're going to need a guess.
Madonna.
Yes, sir!
Wow! Good job!
$20 for you!
He worked hard for that 20.
You want to know what your $10 question was going to be? Or your clue?
Sure.
I did not have an affair with Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, that's a good clue.
It
is Madonna.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brian. You've won 20 American dollars. You can put your pants back on. Please hold on the line. Money is coming your way. Everybody gets paid off on Who Am I?
Love it.
All right. Buzz, you want to try one?
Sure. Let me give it a shot.
All right. Give this one to Buzz Burbank. And let's get our next contestant online here.
This is a good
one. Neil from Herndon, Virginia. Neil, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Neil, you heard Brian. He had a tough time with it, but he did get $20, which is better than going all the way to the end there. You ready to play the game?
Yes, I got my pants off.
Everybody's got their pants off. That's a very good thing. All right, let's start with your very first fact. You get it on this one, and you get $500.
How much?
$500!
Seems like a lot.
Ooh. I know. Here we go.
And I hope I pronounced this correctly, but who am I? I was born in Tampico, Illinois. Tampico, Illinois. I was born in Tampico.
Barack Obama.
That is not correct.
Sorry.
That was for $500. Now it drops a little bit to $90.
$90 question coming up here. $90 clue, I should say. Fact.
What's with you?
I don't know.
I was born on February 6th, 1911. Who am I?
1911.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Burbank.
That was 1811.
I'm sorry.
Come on, get the facts straight, please.
1711.
Hitler.
I'm sorry, I am not Hitler.
Of the Tampico Hitlers.
Yes, Hitler born in Tampico, Illinois. All right, you ready to move down to your $80 question? I mean, clue, I'll get it right one of these days.
He may win this $80.
All right, $80 on the line for you right now. Good luck to you, Neil.
Neil, my dad called me Dutch. Who am I?
1911, Illinois.
Oh, man, people are going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Robert DeWalt.
I'm sorry, I'm not Robert DeWalt.
Boy, all right. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I'll write it down. I don't even remember
it.
But
I think, I'm sure you're right just from your eyes.
Okay, very good. Ready for $70. Here is your $70 clue.
I took my first screen test with the Warner Brothers.
For $70, Neil.
Who am I?
Marlon Brando.
I'm sorry, I am not Marlon Brando.
How old are you, Neil, just out of curiosity?
33.
I'm disappointed in you, Neil.
I'm not.
Ready to play for $60. All right, Neil?
And I'm trying.
I know you're trying. Everybody's trying on Who Am I? That's what makes it such a wonderful game.
I was with Warner Brothers for 7 years. Who am I?
Warner Brothers.
Think of your other clues, too. Who am I?
Let's go with Dustin Hoffman.
I'm sorry, I'm not Dustin Hoffman.
Was that question number six, clue number six?
It was. We're ready for the $50 question. Should I recap?
No, it's the $40 question at number seven. We're at number seven now?
I have us at the $50 question here.
All right.
See the chart?
Okay. Yeah, the $50. That's question, clue number six. Here we go.
Going by those clues, Dustin Hoffman would be 97 now.
Isn't he?
All right.
I was elected to the board of directors of the Screen Actors Guild. Who am I?
Let's go with Bob Barker.
I'm sorry.
Having a good time, though.
Bob Barker.
No, but see, this is the stage where both Brian and Neil have started to give up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for your clue number seven for $40.
For $40, I was hired as host of General Electric Theater. Who am I?
He ain't going to get it.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
I know you're trying, Neil. I really know. I will tell you, there are other people that could have really cashed in on this one.
Yeah. Big ones.
We would have had some $80 winners.
We need a guess, Neil.
Let's go with Gene Hickman.
Gene Hickman.
Gene who?
I think you mean Gene Hackman.
Or Dwayne Hickman.
Or Dwayne Hickman.
Question, clue number 8 for $30. Here we go, Neil.
Neither of those people. I was married twice. Who am I? For $30.
That's not an easy clue at that
That's
stage.
Horrible.
I was married twice.
That's tough. That's
who
somebody who doesn't want to give
That's
away
That's a $500
money.
Clue.
Right.
1911. Let's go with Larry King.
I'm sorry, I am not Larry King. Good guess, though.
All right, here is your ninth clue. The last guy got $20. Here's your ninth clue for 20 American dollars.
Both of my marriages produced children.
Oh.
Who am I?
What's
oh, boo,
she doing?
Boo, boo.
For $20.
That should be a disqualification.
I agree, Neil.
Lord. Elizabeth Taylor.
I'm sorry, I am not Elizabeth Taylor.
And now we are down to the $10 clue.
Dutch Taylor.
I hold in my hand the final clue.
I sure hope this one's an easy one. Otherwise, you're going to go to the Hall of Shame, Neil, even though we played the game only for about 10 minutes.
If you don't get it on this one. In history, I will forever be known as 40. In history, I will forever be known as 40.
That's too difficult.
40.
Wrong. I'm giving, no.
Give him a different clue?
No, I'm going like to give another say? Clue. In history, I will always be known as the great communicator.
That's exactly what I would have said.
The great communicator.
Neil, you moron.
Who acted with a monkey.
Come on, Neil. Don't make me look bad. I'm not going to give you another one.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here you go.
Tell him.
You don't get the money,
no.
But it's a president of the United States, Neil, that used to go by the name of Dutch. The great communicator.
His first name has the same first letter as his last name.
Neil?
In my defense, I'm an immigrant.
we're going to need to see papers.
It's Ronald Reagan, Neil.
Ronald Reagan.
You've heard of him?
What country do you hail from, Neil?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan. Oh, you should know that. Sorry, Neil. No money for you. All right. Hand the next one over to Rob Spiewak. I've got it right here.
Oh, you have it. Yes.
All right, Rob. You want to come over and grab this?
Run, Rob.
We got time for one or two more. Probably just one. Let's go to Mike in Spokane.
Thanks.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Mike, will you listen to the last guy? Because there was a great clue that was right up at the beginning. Mm-hmm. He could have won $80.
Yep,
did you hear that?
I did hear that.
You think you could have gotten that one?
Not until, well, I would have just been guessing.
This should go well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Thanks. Okay. All right.
Hey, what's going on this side?
All right, Mike. We're going to give you 10 of these fabulous clues. The first one's worth $500. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully to Mr. Rob Spiewak as he describes who he is.
What's my opponent's name?
Your opponent's name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Your opponent's
name. Hey, Rob.
Name.
Hey, how playing, you doing?
Very well.
You're playing with
your
Mike.
Your opponent's name.
Not against him.
Okay, here
All
we go.
All right, Mike, here we go.
$500 clue. Who am I? I have 11 Emmys.
Emmys.
Mike, we will disqualify you if you're not able to hazard any kind of guess at all.
Charlton Heston.
Who?
Charlton Heston is not correct.
No, not for his great television work.
Right.
All right, here is your $90 clue. I wrote my first book in 1992. Who am I?
Larry King.
Larry King's not correct. Let's get through this quick, Rob. Number 3 for $80.
My birthday is March 21st, 1962. Who am I?
Ooh, 46. Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci's not correct. $70 clue coming up here. Clue number 4.
I am the third of 5 children. For $70, who am I?
How about Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien's not correct. It's time for your fifth clue for $60.
In high school, I was homecoming queen, prom queen, and senior class president.
Whoa.
Who am I?
An overachiever.
Very good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
He's a
clue number 6 for $50.
I am an outspoken supporter of gun control. Who am I?
Oh.
These could be a little easier. at this stage of the game. Just my opinion.
Yeah, as the prize gets
Maybe it's because I don't have my pants off yet.
Oh, well, see, that's it. You can't do that.
Well, that explains it.
Okay, they're off now.
All right, they're off now. Do you have a guess for us?
Shoot.
All right, shoot is not correct. This is your seventh clue for $40.
$40 question? Clue?
It's easy to say, isn't it?
It is, but it's incorrect. Mm-hmm. I have four children. Who am I?
I'm sorry. We only have a certain amount of time. Here is your eighth clue for $30.
Concentrate, opponent. You can get it on this one.
Opponents.
All right, I'm concentrating.
I am not technically nor legally married. Who am I?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, sir!
Wow! You did it.
$30 for you. Nice job, Mike.
No help from the clues.
You pulled it out of your butt. Give it back to me, Rob. $30 for you. We got to play one more time.
Quick,
I'm having too much fun. I know I'm running late here. I don't give a damn. We're going to play the game right now. Yeah. Hey, nice job, Mike. You surprised me and everybody in our listening audience, okay? Hold on the line to get your $30. All right, we're going to play one more round here.
Excellent.
Let's go to Ron in Gaithersburg, Maryland. How are you, Ron?
Doing great. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. You ready to play the game?
Yes, I am. Pants off and everything.
Pants off. 10 clues. First one worth $500. Here's your first clue. I suffered from Bell's palsy while in high school. Who am I?
Oh, I'm going out on a long shot. Richard Nixon.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Here is your $90 clue number two. In 2009, the United Nations named me a messenger of peace.
Who am I?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 2008. In 2008, the United Nations named me a messenger of peace. Thank you, Beth Ann.
That explains why 2009 was referred to in the past tense.
Yeah, no. Ronald Reagan.
What did I say, 2009? I just read it.
I know.
That is incorrect. All right, here is your $80 clue. I was born in May. Who am I?
So what are the clues again?
I'm terribly sorry. We cannot repeat them. Are you ready to go for your $70 clue?
Yes.
I appeared in the film South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Who am I?
I wish I could say I watched that show.
I wish you could, too.
We need a guess. Come on now. You got to at least give us some guesses here, Ron.
It's a movie.
It's the movie.
Throw the name out.
Bart Simpson.
No, that is not correct. Are you ready? We're moving up to, what is this, $60? One, two, three, four. This is your $60 clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Not only do I act, I direct. For $60. Ron, we need guesses or I'm gonna go to somebody else.
Rosie O'Donnell.
No, that is not correct. And way to think clearly. Absolutely. Rob got
cool.
it right.
Cool.
All right. Are you ready for your $50 clue?
Yes.
All right. Here's your $50 clue. The rumor is I circulated the video greeting card Jesus versus Santa that gave birth to South Park. The rumor is that I circulated the video greeting card Jesus versus Santa that gave birth to South Park. This is for $50.
If you think you can get this.
Well, I've never watched South Park.
No. Doesn't matter. I'm behind you.
Rob is your friend. Don't forget that.
Never forget this.
Rob Spiewak.
I am terribly sorry. That is not correct. Now we're at 7 for $40. Are you ready?
Sure.
I love animals and owned a pig for 18 years. And Joe, it is not a stapler. No, no guess there, Ron. Ron, you know we're doing a radio show. Throw a guess out. Don't be a complete moron. I want a name of a celebrity. Anybody? I know you're locking up, but come on, goddammit. I know it's hard. Just throw a guess out.
He can't help it, Mike.
Ron.
Yes.
A guess. Anybody? A name? Anyone in show business, sports? Anyone that's famous? Your local anchorman?
Dolly.
Anybody? Who?
Dolly.
Who?
Dolly.
Who?
Dolly. The singer Dolly?
Dolly.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, I thought of the
last one. The singer Dolly? Like, I'm supposed to, you know, I wanted to say the whole name. Jesus Christ. All right, here it is. Are we at $30 yet?
Should be.
Let's say 10.
Seven, eight. All right, this is your eighth clue for $30. I go green and owned one of the first electric cars. for $30.
Dolly Madison.
That's incorrect. For $20, People Think I'm Sexy. I am terribly sorry. Not enough, too much time.
He's not respecting the power of fame.
All right, here's your $10 question. You're probably going to get it after this.
God, I hope not.
My screen name is Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean?
Yes. In 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Danny Mantel.
No, it's George Clooney.
George Clooney, okay.
Oh, God.
Can I go out on a limb here?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Please never call us again for a contest.
Ron, you can never play another contest. Do you understand?
Sure, I'll never call again.
Thank you. God bless you.
But
thank
you can
you,
call Jim Rome.
Oh, my God. Hey, I liked it.
Man.
I liked it. Round of applause
good
for everybody
game,
that played the game.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Very good, yes. And Bethann, maybe for the next go-round, just a tiny little bit more help for the listeners. A little bit more. Because they don't get... No, they do not get progressively easier.
They do.
They actually flatline.
They need to build.
They really didn't get all that easier.
Listen,
Bethann, you don't want to give the money. I understand, but they've got to get a little bit more information. So you can't go with like my dad named me Dutch, and then you know I was president of the Screen Actors Guild. That's a little you understand where I'm coming from. Oh, she's giving me a look. We got to take a break. We come back. We'll have a good show. The audio vault and buzz and all that. More fun. I liked the game.
Yeah, I love the
great
game.
Outside of Ron, I really enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.